Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Good afternoon, everybody. Today I'll be talking a little bit about a part of my research thesis, which is titled Intercropping Corn and Forage Sorghum for Forage Production in North Dakota. So, in North Dakota, over the last decade, we have seen an increase in forage production, especially in corn silage production. Corn silage, as you know, is a preferred choice for dairy farmers because of its high yield and because of its better forage quality. But in some years and in some areas, especially in the western North Dakota, there is not enough moisture to grow corn, as well as the farmers doesn't use much of irrigation. So what are the alternatives we have? Forage sorghum could be one, intercropping could be another. So when we consider forage sorghum, which is a C4 plant, as you all know, it tends to have high biomass yield. In dry areas in North Dakota, we have demonstrated that we can harvest up to 15 megagrams of per hectare in recent years. And also, forage sorghum is known to have high water use efficiency compared to corn. And it tends to have a higher energy value compared to corn. It is about 80 to 90%. But the main drawback in forage sorghum compared to corn is the less digestible stock or the lignin content in the stock. But this problem or the drawback has been addressed recently with the introduction of BMR cultivars. Intercropping, as you all know, is the practice of growing two or more crops simultaneously on a single season in a single piece of land. In intercropping, you can have several different variations. Mixed intercropping, which is known to have two or more crop species without any distinct arrangement of rows. Inter-row intercropping, which has different crop species grown in separate alternative rows. The next one is within row intercropping, where you have different crops planted within the same row in maybe varying seeding rates. And also you can have relay intercropping, which has two different crops overlay in the growth season. So with this in mind, the objective of my study is to compare different intercropping systems with monocultures of corn and forage sorghums to determine the most resilient production system for North Dakota. Okay. This experiment was done in three NDSU research stations, Fargo, Prosper, and Carrington. If you overlay the three research stations on the map of annual precipitation, you can see that Fargo is located in a high rainfall area, followed by Prosper, and Carrington, which is located in the central part of the area, which is tend to have lower rainfall, right here. Okay. The experiment is a randomized complete block design with three replicates. So in this study, we are looking at two corn varieties. One is a grain corn and the other one is a silage corn, and also two forage sorghum varieties. S1, which is a non-BMR forage sorghum, and S2, which is a BMR variety, and also it's a dwarf variety. So including these four types of plants, we have designed 12 different treatments, which consist of corn monocultures, sorghum monocultures, and then corn and sorghum inter-row intercropping, as well as corn and sorghum within-row intercropping. Okay. So these are the 12 treatments that I just talked to you. So you have 12 treatments with densities and different row spacings. So this was seeded in the last week of May, no-till. And then all plots were fertilized with nitrogen, regardless of the treatment. 80 kilograms of nitrogen were put in the plots in the first week of July. So in the last week of September, we harvested the treatments, and the samples were dried and then ground. And then we tested for all these forage quality parameters that you can see in the presentation. Finally, we did the statistical analysis using SAS. And then the means were separated using the F-protected LSD at alpha level of 0.05 level. So before we go on to the results, our main goal or the main thing that we are looking is that corn is always the preferred choice, but for its sorghum, the corn tend to have more yields and better quality than for its sorghum. So let's compare the biomass yield that we got from all these 12 treatments. So in this one, in the biomass yield, as you can see, all the treatments were between 12.5 to 16.9 megagrams per hectare. Okay, but if you consider these yellow lines that I have colored separately, the four yellow colors that you can see here are the S2 or the BMR sorghum monoculture cultures that was intercropped with grain or silage corn, and these three are the monocultures of corn and the monoculture of non-BMR sorghum. As you can see, there is no yield difference among any of those. That means the three of the yield of these three, especially the two corn monocultures, is are as same as the yield for the BMR S2 sorghum variety grown with corn. Okay. And the other thing is, after this slide, we are mainly considering about the four monocultures in the first four, and the two most productive treatments that are the S2 versus grain corn and S2 and silage corn intercropping. Okay. So when we move on to forage quality, first we consider the crude protein and the starch content. Crude protein you can see in the green color bars and the starch on orange color. As you can see, there is no significant difference among any treatments for crude protein. But if you consider the starch content, you can clearly see that the two sorghum monocultures seen here have the lower starch content. But if you consider the S2 sorghum, which is the BMR brachytic dwarf variety grown as an intercrop with the grain corn, it shows the same content as the grain corn or the silage corn monoculture for the starch content. Moving on to NDF and the ADF values, we can clearly see that the two S2 intercrops that was grown with grain corn have lower NDF and ADF values compared to the monocultures, and especially compared to the two corn monocultures. And talking about the IV DMD and the NDFD levels, it is also clear that the two intercrops which has the S2 sorghum with the grain corn intercrop have better results or higher yields compared to the corn monocultures in both NDFD and IV DMD and NDFD. Finally, when we look at the total digestible nutrient content, this is also the similar. The S2 mixtures that was grown with the grain corn as intercrops were performed really better than the monocultures, especially with the corn, the two corn monocultures, which is grain corn and silage corn. So with these results, we can conclude that there were no differences in biomass yields among corn monocultures and grain corn BMR sorghum mixed cultures, whether they are inter-row or within-row intercrops. And also, forage quality, other than the crude protein content, was higher for treatments with grain corn BMR mix or the intercrop, regardless of that is inter row or within row intercropping. Finally, we can conclude that the within row and inter row intercropping of grain corn and BMR dwarf sorghum can be a good alternative for forage production system in North Dakota. With that, I conclude my presentation, and I'm happy to entertain any questions, comments, or clarifications. Thank you. Yes, please. Yeah, the question is the proportion of seeding rate or the seed that was used for mix and monocultures were the half of the seeding rate. Yes. Yes, for the monocultures, we have the full seeding rate, and all the mixed cultures within row or inter row, we have the half of each of the seeding rate. Right.
When it is with the grain corn, why is it so high? So it didn't affect basically your half of your samples with the
No, the BMR sorghum that is shown here is the monoculture. Okay. So but the high starch content with the grain corn, which has the grain portion of the corn that is in the mixture, so you have a higher starch.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the intended use of it? Is this to be in style?
For silage use, yes.
And so did you actually ensile your...
No, we haven't ensiled it. We just look at the forage quality parameters as well as the biomass. Yes, please.
What is the benefit of using a dwarf variety versus a regular?
The main thing that was... Oh, the question was, what is the use of using a dwarf variety instead of the normal variety? The variety that we used in this experiment was a BMR variety compared to the non-BMR. So it tends to have less lignin, so the digestibility of this would be higher than the normal variety. And the other thing was, if you have, let's say, if you choose a BMR variety with the normal height, it has a very high potential for lodging. So using a dwarf variety, we can minimize the lodging effect also. Right. Okay, the question was how to measure the resiliency. Actually, we are not going to really assign a value for the resiliency. We are mainly look at the different moisture regimes. So in a high moisture year, we can get more percentage of corn, which will be high yield and high quality. But if you get a low rainfall year or a low rainfall area, we can substitute that with a forage sorghum variety, and still we can get the same or the higher yield or the same quality. So that is resilient. So the moisture doesn't really affect the final outcome. Thank you.